This is the Wikipedia page for Will Smith Chris Rock slapping incident. Welcome to WikiListen, the podcast where we read Wikipedia pages and provide commentary. I'm Victor Varnado, KSM.
And I'm Rachel Teichman, LMSW, reminding you to subscribe.
Right on, everybody. Subscribe away. Why? Because we visit hard-hitting topics a year later as current events. No pun intended.
Hard-hitting.
But this is actually in the news right now because Chris Rock just released his special Selective Outrage. And of course, this is what we're talking about today. Let's get this party started, shall we?
Let's do it.
Will Smith, Chris Rock slapping incident. During the 94th Academy Awards on March 27th, 2022, actor Will Smith walked on stage and slapped comedian Chris Rock across the face during Rock's presentation for Best Documentary Feature. The slap was in response to Rock's joke about Smith's wife, Jada Pinkett Smith's, shaved head, which she had been shaving since 2021 due to alopecia areata. Smith returned to his seat and shouted, quote, "Keep my wife's name out your mouth," at Rock twice, who briefly responded, then completed his presentation without further interruption.
Later that evening, Smith won Best Actor and apologized to the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences and other nominees, but not to Rock, in his acceptance speech. The next day, he issued an apology to Rock and the Academy through social media. Smith resigned his Academy membership on April 1st, facing a potential suspension or expulsion, and was banned from attending Academy events for 10 years, effective April 8th. The incident received worldwide attention and largely overshadowed the rest of the ceremony. The fact that he resigned on April 1st makes it feel like a prank.
It does. Background. After the ceremony, some publications recalled Rock's past remarks about Jada Pinkett Smith. In 1997, he had commented on her participation in the Million Women March in an interview on his late-night talk show, The Chris Rock Show, where Pinkett Smith appeared visibly upset by his jokes on black feminism.
Rock had previously hosted the awards twice, including in 2016, which several actors, including Pinkett Smith, boycotted due to the lack of African-American nominees. Rock joked in his opening monologue, "Jada boycotting the Oscars is like me boycotting Rihanna's panties. I wasn't invited." I wasn't expecting to read that.
No, but that's a good joke. In 2018, on her talk show, Red Table Talk, Pinkett Smith revealed she had been experiencing hair loss, potentially because of stress. She was diagnosed with alopecia areata, and in July 2021, she started completely shaving her head.
On February 8th, 2022, it was announced that Will Smith had been nominated for an Academy Award for his acting in the film King Richard. On March 3rd, 2022, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences announced Rock as one of the presenters of the 94th Academy Awards.
This is like all the background leading up to the story. This is kind of great, all the players in place before the incident takes place. But speaking of which, incident. Rock announced the nominees for Best Documentary Feature at the 94th Academy Awards, where he performed a brief monologue largely read from a teleprompter script. Rock joked about husband and wife Javier Bardem and Penelope Cruz, both previous Oscar winners, receiving comparable nominations at that ceremony. Smith and Pinkett Smith were seated together near the front of the audience. Rock then made a comment about Pinkett Smith's shaved head, making a comparison to Demi Moore's dramatic look in the 1997 film G.I. Jane.
Now there's dialogue. I think you should be Rock and I should be Smith.
Sure. Rock. "Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it. All right."
Much of the audience and Smith laughed, while Pinkett Smith rolled her eyes in annoyance. Rock prepared to continue his speech.
That was a nice one. Okay, I'm out of here. See Smith approaching him. Uh-oh, Richard. As Rock continued to laugh, Smith wordlessly strode across the stage, slapped Rock in the face, then turned around and walked back to his seat. The attack, which some assumed was prearranged comedy, startled the audience. Many noted that this act contradicted and jeopardized the calm, positive public image that Smith had built in his three-decade career. The previously calm Rock also looked startled, while Smith shouted at him from his seat. Rock, "Oh, wow, wow, Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me!" Audience laughed. "Bleh."
Shouting from the audience, "Keep my wife's name out of your f***ing mouth!" Audience gasps. Some people laugh.
Rock, "Wow, dude."
"Yes."
"It was a G.I. Jane joke."
"Keep my wife's name out of your mouth."
"I'm going to, okay. I could, oh, okay. That was the greatest night in history television. Okay." Audience laughs. "Okay."
This exchange caused the local audience and journalists to realize that Smith's anger was genuine. Kevin Costner, who waited off stage to present the Academy Award for Best Director, said, "Oh, that was real." Until Smith's acceptance speech, the reportedly stunned and confused audience expected any official acknowledgement from the stage, and those in the mezzanine level occasionally stood to peer over the balcony to seek action below. However, the show did not use hosts from this point and continued as normal. Smith's expletives were censored by audio muting during the live broadcast in many countries.
Photograph. Photojournalist Brian Snyder, working for Reuters in the photographer pool in the projection booth, photographed Smith striking Rock. This photo quickly went viral, was featured in news stories, and was adapted into internet memes. He was unaware of the photo's cultural impact until after the ceremony, as his photos were automatically sent to the editors. He was profiled by multiple media outlets, including photography outlet Petapixel. Another described him as, quote, "the one winner in the Will Smith versus Chris Rock smackdown," speculating that, quote, "surely Snyder will now win the most coveted and prestigious photojournalism award, the World Press Photo of the Year, thanks to his photo that captured the moment Smith hit Rock, as his photo has been used by every publication under the sun and has even become a meme." In Berlin, it was integrated into a mural on a remaining section of the Berlin Wall in Mauerpark.
Wild. Wiki listeners, you can support us by listening to this message while you relive this memory a year later.
Thank you for listening to that message, everybody. And we love it when you do, because those messages make the wheels go round on this bus.
Uncensored viewership. In the United States, broadcaster ABC muted Rock's and Smith's expletives due to federal censorship laws. However, many international broadcasters did not, and uncensored recordings of the event went viral on social media. The uncensored excerpt from the Australian broadcast on the 7 Network was posted by The Guardian on YouTube, which received over 50 million views within 24 hours, becoming one of the most viewed online videos in the first 24 hours. It reached number one on YouTube's trending page within 3 hours in many countries, including the United States, United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. Some media outlets referred to the altercation in reference to the shot heard around the world as the slap heard around the world. Many internet memes and parodies have been created from the photo and video.
Additional videos. On March 31st, additional smartphone footage was published from an audience member's perspective of the Smiths' table. This seems to show the reaction of Pinkett Smith during and after the joke, as unamused and rolling her eyes during the joke, but then seeming to laugh when Rock commented, quote, "Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me!" And, quote, "That was the greatest night in the history of television!"
Aftermath. In a statement on March 30th, the Academy said Smith had been asked to leave the ceremony, but refused. However, others who were present in the room denied that Smith was ever asked, either directly or through a representative, to leave. Disagreement ensued between members of the Academy's leadership and ceremony producer Will Packer on whether Smith should be allowed to stay, which led to no action being taken. Variety reported that Packer was the key to Smith remaining in his seat. In a subsequent interview with Good Morning America, Packer said he opposed suggestions to remove Smith from the theater because he did not believe that Rock would want it.
Within 40 minutes, Smith was presented the award for Best Actor for his portrayal of Richard Williams in King Richard. He focused his emotional speech on divine justification and his need to protect those around him, and apologized to the Academy, the other nominees, and to Williams' daughters, Venus and Serena, who were in attendance despite not outwardly apologizing to Rock. Smith received a standing ovation.
After the ceremony, award winners were advised to only answer questions about their work and nothing else. LAPD officers met with Packer, who later recalled that they were prepared to arrest Smith on charges of battery. Rock repeatedly declined to press charges. On May 4th, 2022, Dave Chappelle was performing stand-up comedy where he was tackled on stage by an armed audience member. Chris joined him on stage to joke, "Was that Will Smith?" Oh.
On November 29th, 2022, Smith appeared as a guest on The Daily Show with Trevor Noah for his first public interview since the incident. After discussing Smith's upcoming film role in Emancipation, Trevor Noah questioned Smith about his reflections since the incident. Smith responded saying, quote, "In West Philadelphia, boy, I'm kidding." Smith responded saying, quote, "That was a horrific night, as you can imagine. There's many nuances and complexities to it, but at the end of the day, I just lost it. I guess what I would say is, you just never know what someone's going through." Unquote.
Your impersonations this episode are impeccable. Like, as good as your Trump impressions.
So not very good.
But definitely, like notable. Public apologies. Following public backlash, Smith issued a formal apology on Instagram and Facebook. He referred to his behavior as unacceptable and inexcusable, directly addressing Rock. "I would like to publicly apologize to you, Chris. I was out of line and I was wrong. I am embarrassed and my actions were not indicative of the man I want to be. There is no place for violence in a world of love and kindness." 3 days after the incident, Rock briefly mentioned the subject for the first time at a comedy show, saying that he was still processing it, but promised to talk about it in the future. He said that Smith had not contacted him personally, nor had they spoken since the ceremony. Claims on social media that Rock had apologized were debunked by fact checkers.
Well, there's your answer about Rock apologizing. On July 29th, 2022, Smith posted a YouTube video in which he addressed the incident and apologized to Rock. Rock's mother, Rock's brother, Tony Questlove, the other Oscar winners, and his wife, Jada, saying he was deeply remorseful for his actions.
Why Questlove?
I don't know. Maybe they were hanging out that night?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, Tony Rock makes sense. Questlove, I don't know why he apologized to Questlove, but maybe he was just hanging out. Yeah, who knows? Well, it looks like Will Smith is trying to rebuild his career. I did not see Emancipation, but that's only because I just generally don't like watching slave movies in general. It's not my favorite. Like, I didn't see 12 Years a Slave. I did see Roots when I was younger, because as a young Black child, that was mandatory. But did not see Emancipation. Maybe won't.
I'm not going to boycott all Will Smith media because of this. There's some other artists and Hollywood people who I do boycott more. But Will Smith just isn't one of them because of this.
I feel like you were on Will Smith's side earlier and now you're not.
We weren't recording then. And I wasn't necessarily on his side. I was being empathetic.
All right. Got it. This has been the Wikipedia page for Will Smith, Chris Rock slapping incident.
Thanks for listening to WikiListen. You can find us at wikilisten.com and on all social media and on TikTok at WikiListen, except for Twitter, which is at wiki_listen. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts because it really helps us out. And check us out on YouTube where we have more content. Don't forget to smash that subscribe button with your iconic violence.
If there's a particular page you'd like us to read, let us know. We will read it.